More than 300,000 people have visited the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. since it opened a little more than a month ago, and entrance passes are sold out through March. Museum staff aren't surprised by the number of visitors, but they didn't think so many people would make it an all-day event. Here's NPR's Parth Shah.
The National Museum of African American History and Culture is packed with people, waiting in zigzagging lines to enter the history galleries, the cafe, and the gift shop. The lines pour outside the building, too, with people waiting to get in. Beverly Morgan Welch is an associate director at the museum. She sees those lines every morning.
Literally, there are days when I come into the museum, sunglasses on, it could be overcast, and I am looking down, coming in, because I don't want to look at the people standing in line. It is heartbreaking.
Morgan Welch says the museum staff expected a lot of visitors. What they didn't expect was how long people would stay once they got in. That's called dwell time.
The normal dwell time for most museums is an hour and 45 minutes to 2 hours. Our dwell time can go to six.
6 hours. But with passes sold out till spring, people can't just stay for a couple hours and come back the next day. There's a lot to see in the museum, and a lot of it feels very personal.
I've heard people standing and talking to each other and saying, "This feels like home."
On small rural farms.
And Joyce Simmons was on the first floor, standing with her family next to an exhibit about Nat Turner, the enslaved African American who led a rebellion in Southampton, Virginia.
We don't live far from Southampton.
Does that give you goosebumps?
Yes, it does, because it's like, oh, this is somebody that we can relate to.
Most museum goers begin their tour on the ground floor history galleries and work their way up. Flora Lindsay Boston was on the third floor in a room surrounded by photographs from the 1960s civil rights movement. She says the photos reminded her of her childhood.
I went to a segregated school and everything, so I want my children to come here and see what our people have sacrificed for them to be where they are.
Of course, the museum doesn't keep statistics on the racial makeup of its visitors, and there are many white visitors here too. But it's clear the pent-up demand is in the African-American community.
It's a long time coming. Long time coming.
So waiting in line is okay with Lindsay Boston.
I wouldn't wait in line for a new iPhone. I wouldn't wait in line for some tennis shoes. Because that's just material things. This is history.
People spending 6 hours inside this museum may sound like a problem, but Associate Director Beverly Morgan Welch says, not really.
So it's the best, most difficult problem I've ever faced in a museum.
To avoid having people wait outside in the winter, the museum is planning to offer same-day and next-day passes online, along with passes for the spring and summer. Parth Shah, NPR News, Washington.